back up this time, baby.
Yeah, Jerry, I can agree with you on Verizon. I've been with them for over 20 years, and their customer service has gotten worse every year.
Yes, it's me.
Yeah, I'm with, there's the other Dave in there, YQK. Sorry, go ahead.
It's all right. I'm almost designated, and I got wondering how many people are headed out of Waynesville tomorrow to get the AMFest up there.
Right now, thank you. I'm not going to the ham fest. Patrick, good to hear you today. I hope you had a great day. It's kind of quiet on the repeater. Parts of it. I did talk to Richard this morning for a little while and met Sally. Hello, Sally, if you're listening. And let's see. I'll hand it back to Richard. F4, is that okay?
Sally said you just heard 10 point shake because she started laughing when you remembered her call and stuff like that. So, yeah, I didn't even realize there was a ham fest tomorrow. God, I'd love to go to that. So maybe they'll do a virtual ham fest there, hi. But, well, so far we've been out here 4 minutes, and it still sounded good here. Like I said, Shane, you and I talked earlier today, and then it finally degraded. So we'll just keep it going back. I think it's back over to Jerry's turn now, KA3JCA.
Sure thing, Richard, N4DKC. If Patrick, I'll tell you guys a little quick story anyway. My sons are out playing with us, and these guys have a 3G phone. They use it. It's kind of like a, it's one of these older flip phones. It's kind of like a BlackBerry. It's got a full keyboard. All they use is text messages. Well, Verizon and then Infinite Wisdom, of course. Yeah, 3G service is going out January 1st of 2023. Well, they decided just to send us a phone free without my permission or knowledge. Well, as soon as I saw something where it's come in, I thought my account had been hacked. So I stayed on the phone in the chat with our friends in the Far East, I guess, or wherever they are now, for about 2 hours, I suppose. And then about 3 hours the next day, and it's been about an hour a day, and the phone was delivered today. Of course, I didn't activate it, so I tried to initiate the return. It wouldn't let me do that, so I had to spend another 30 minutes on the phone with one of our friends, and they're going to finally go. He used to send a return label in with the package, the UPS package. Now, you have to call them and get them to send you another box and return label and all that sort of thing. So, anyway, that's the way it goes. Shane's had a visit by one of your buddies today.
If he was down in Anderson, I probably don't know him, but thank you for the work. And I hate, customer service has gone bad everywhere. Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, customer service is a thing of the past, just like common sense. And it ain't getting no better. But I am going to the Waynesville Ham Fest tomorrow, so if somebody's going, I will be glad to meet you up there.
KJ4YQK, I'm designated. Well, I'll go down there before I get off the air there. Ask Dave, W4DJW, about his Waynesfest trip. He has some day agreement on a motorcycle coming back from Waynesville.
Well, we'll have to hear that story when he's not busy up there. I'm not going now. Dave, was it KJ4YQK? Have a good evening. I know you're designated. And I'm going to make this my last one because I'm going to be at the house by the time he gets back to me. Hope all of you have a great weekend. And I'm sure I'll hear you on the air again. Patrick, we're going to do lunch again. And let's see, Richard. My wife still works down there in Simpsonville. We moved from Simpsonville about 5 years ago down there off West Georgia Road, a couple exits down from you. So she's down there all the time. We still have friends that way, so we'll have to stop in and see you sometime. And Jerry, have a good evening. Good to hear you. And thank you for, again, thank you for the business for UPS, but I hated that you had to go through all that. Nothing worse than spending time on the phone with supposed customer service. You all have a good day, a good weekend. N4, is that okay? Go ahead, Richard.
All right. David, it was nice meeting you for that short amount of time there. Maybe we'll talk on the radio there again another time, but Shane, definitely, I know you're getting ready to get home and get settled down and tell your wife that we said hi, and you have to find out to see. I don't know if she's a school teacher or not, if she works down there in Simpsonville, but yeah, my wife was down that way in Simpsonville working, and now she's going to be at Baldwin High School, so that's where Sally will be. But, oh, brother. Let's see here. I was just trying to think. I want to definitely get up with you guys, too, and talk about some model airplanes or the flying of the planes, the remote control. It's a lot different than flying a real plane. Like I said, I got my license in 79, so I do miss that feature. I'm also into photography and camping and hunting, but again, I don't do any of that. So it's all back in the radio, and who knows, maybe I could talk to you guys and teach you guys about some DMR, because I'm learning a lot about the digital mobile radio and so forth like that. And let's see here. I think it's back over to Jerry, KA3JCA.
DJC, who, yeah, he's a lot of outdoor stuff. I had to get a little older. I don't do anywhere near as much as I did. Shane, I hope you have a good weekend. Papa, talk to you. So, Shane, keep making the waves. I'd love to get myself in a Patrick's Plus stuff where it's not a big deal with him, but a lot of other guys are wanting to go and not able to go. I'm not able to go. We're celebrating my wife's birthday tomorrow. But, The next one I want to go to, I'm going to figure out somewhere to get there, is one of the Stone Mountain, and that's always been one of my favorite ones. I know, Patrick, I think you've been up there a time or two over the years, and I know K4CHY and I can't remember Stacy's calling in for Carl BG or something, I can't remember. Stacy goes to sometimes. My brother-in-law lives right there within 2 miles of there. He mentioned something about going this year. He and his wife are both Rams. So hopefully they'll go. And, you know, if they don't go, I'm going to head on up there, even, no matter what the weather is, I guess, Patrick.
K04AX. Well, Jerry, I'll keep an eye out for you. That way I can finally put a face with the call sign. I know we haven't met yet. So I'll have a Macro hat on or a shirt on, so just keep an eye out for that, and you'll be able to find me then. So if you learn, keep an eye out for me.
Go ahead, Richard.
Okay, yeah, I'm trying to figure out who we lost there, David and Jane. So, all right, Jerry, yeah. Yeah, I'm hoping that I can get my health up strong enough here to at least go to one. I wouldn't mind going to the Stone Mountain. What my wife always wanted to go see Stone Mountain. We had a trip back before COVID over there to Georgia. I took her over there and let her see the aquarium and the Coca-Cola and a bunch of other places and museums. And we spent, what, 2 or 3 days there, Sally?
Mm-hmm.
And we just had a blast relaxing, walking. You know, we got a hotel right down the area, and we kind of walked everywhere we went. So... But we were going to come by Stone Mountain on the way back, and something happened, so we didn't quite make it. So over to you, Jerry, KA3JCA.
Yeah, Richard, it's not a bad drive from here. It's probably an hour and a half or so, maybe, if it's that much. Actually, the Amfest is Stone Mountain Parks. It's the fairgrounds, which is on the other side of Stone Mountain. It's really closer to Duluth. And it's easy to get in and out of. You just get off 85 onto the, I don't remember which deal it is there, but it's pretty easy getting in and out of there. It's in early November, but it's always been a good one. The manufacturers, if you don't add that one, you'll have ICOM, and of course, I don't want to kill what's going to show up or not, ICOM, and so the other guys, and they have a fairly large gathering there, especially. I think this one may be the first one they've had, maybe, in about 2 years. I don't think they had one last year, so a lot of hams are anticipating. And this, they used to have a lot of other stuff. They used to have a robotics thing there and some other things, too, but I don't know if that's going to be integral with that particular ham fest. And Patrick, I'm not going to the lanes, but I wish I could go. I'd like to go up there. I hadn't been up that way in years. I won't be going to that one, but I'll tell them all. Plan on Booker Group going to Stone Mountain. it may have already happened. It may have happened back in June or sometime, though. But those ham fests are generally pretty well attended, especially with the especially all the hams in the Atlanta area. Back up to you, Patrick.
Sorry, Jerry, I thought you meant you were going to the Wayne one tomorrow. But if that one's not too far away, and let me know when the dates are, and I'll try to make it to it. I enjoy going just getting out of the house, walking around. So, whoever's next, I don't remember who it was.
Yes, I think it's me, Patrick. I hope so. Okay. Yep. Yeah, I was actually just looking up Stone Mountain on the map there, Jerry, and yeah, I see what you're talking about there. It's kind of on the east side of Atlanta, so yeah. So that might be worth the trip over and save up, get my health going up and get my strength built up. Maybe I could get my cardio up to par, so I would love to go.
Well, the park, Richard, has a little riverboat deal that goes around the park. It goes around the lake in front of the mountain. And one of my cousins got married on that, on one of that little boat thing. It's designed kind of like a riverboat, and it kind of goes around the lake in the park. And at night they light up. It's pretty nice area. And it has the park is just, you know, easy to get in and out of. And you don't go up Stone Mountain. There's no climbing or anything like that. It's just the thin rock facing, that sort of thing. I don't think I don't wear the heavy thing we can get on top of it anymore or not. But the ham fest is real easy to get to. The parking is right there at the fairgrounds. You know, there's not much walk, it's flat. And everything basically, there's a tailgating party, and there's the part where the manufacturers and dealers are is in just one building, basically. So it's big enough where it may get many people there. It's not like Shelby or any of these other monstrosities, but it's generally, you know, HRL will be there, Giga Parts, you know, some of the guys will be there, the Wireman, and all these, accessory sellers are usually at that one. And the big one, though, is Huntsville. But that is a long trip. I've been there twice, I think two or three times in years past. It is a really, really good. Really good ham fest, but it's just, you know, it's a long way to Huntsville, Alabama. It's just a heck of a trip. That was always a good one, too. I've been to Dayton once, to Huntsville two or three times. Used to get all the Atlanta had three ham fests at one time, that area did. And of course, Shelby, and they used to have one up near Concord, North Carolina. It kind of bundled out, I think, to one of the clubs up there held that, and then there's a ham fest in Rock Hill. I think it's only one day or day and a half. It's always a nice ham fest because it's in the fall. It's easy to get in that up too. They usually have a give me a people with that one too as well. N4DJC, go ahead, Patrick.
So I'm looking forward to going to Waynesville and getting out to a few others if possible this year. And like I said, just getting out, looking around and meeting everybody. I've only had my license, a year and a half now. So I get out and try to enjoy meeting everybody. And like I said, it's a break from my monotonous day.
And I hope you like Shelby. I know that I went to Shelby prior to COVID and, my friend Brian, KM4JWP, he went with us, my wife and my daughter. They're both licensed, and I told my daughter that if she took her ticket at Rock Hill, that I'd buy her a radio, and I bought her a radio because she took her technician license and passed it there. And Jerry, I just looked up the Stone Mountain Ham Fest. It looks like it's November 5 and 6. A Saturday and a Sunday, from 8 to 4 Saturday and 8 to 2 on Sunday. So I'm going to talk to my wife and look at our school calendar and see what kind of break we have in between there, because like you said, I think it's about an hour and a half, hour and 40 minutes from where I'm at, because I'm closer to Spartanburg. But still, details, it might be worth a trip to go over there that weekend.
Well, it's usually, as I said, it's usually not bad. And, of course, if the weather's good, I've been there where it's been really cold, but it's been other times where it's been okay. The last one I went to a number of years ago wasn't so great, but then again, I wasn't looking for anything in particular. But it seems like it's, there are two up in that area, Rick, and one of them is over in Marietta, which is not far from there at all. And I don't know if that ham fest is, it may have already happened, but it's kind of a 10-mile jam fest as well. And the one at the Stone Park has always been a good one. It's one of my favorites for years. As I said, the last time I went up there, there wasn't much in the flea market or anything like that. But there wasn't, you know, it's been 15 years since I've been to it. But in years gone by, it was always really good, one of the better ones. It's kind of, you know, later in the year. You didn't have to worry about being hot. You didn't have to worry about it raining and cold. But everything's inside, and that time of year should be fairly comfortable in, you know, that part of Georgia. But Rock Hill, I lived in Rock Hill for quite a few years, and I was a president of the York County Club a couple of times, vice president a couple of times over the years. I was up there. We always had a nice smaller ham fest. We'd have, you know, 600-700 people there usually. Because we always gave away big prizes, and it usually only lasted a day, I think. And it was in October, which was, you know, just about prime time to be out and about. Go ahead, Patrick.
Goes what's there in, is a car wash, a little self-serve car wash there on the corner, and they moved his house and stuff that was there down a couple of blocks on the right, so, but yeah, I want to say it was still standing there at that time frame, KA3JCA, and Dave, I'm going to let you pick it up real quick, just to see, I mean, it's sounding good here.
Driving, but I appreciate all the work y'all put in to keeping the repeater up so we can talk on it. I know it's gonna be a headache at times.
appreciate that. This is KO4HX, and I'll be clear for now. zipping along pretty good. I gotta go slow now. There's a car in front of me.
I could use some deer meat, KA3JCA.
You sound solid as a rock, Richard.
Yeah, it sounded good. I'm actually glad that improved it, so, okay.
Well, I'm pretty sure that was it, or it would be scratchy as it could be right now. But that means we got work to do in the old theater on the paramedic.
Now, I kind of wonder if the coax cables, if they could heat up and cause issues then and go down. I know I was playing some cables all the time when I lived in the desert there.
So we didn't know if it was one or the other. Thankfully, it was not the cables because, if it was on the tower, that would be a lot more work. That would have been something we wouldn't have done tonight, WD-40H.
Oh, not at nighttime.
4-H, yes.
Hey, Johnny, did you follow up on that fifth wheel?
I was unable to, David. I appreciate it, though. I've got to wait a little bit. We're working on a house, and I took a look at the financial situation and decided I need to wait on doing another RV for a little bit longer.
Yeah, I can understand that. And I'm just going to take my little teardrop out this weekend, but it's just too hot to go out dry camping without power. Go ahead, Dave.
I heard Patrick come in too. Patrick, you took the day off today, didn't you?
I took the day off from the route. I'm not working on Fridays. That's my office day right now anyway. But I wanted to take this moment to tell you and Johnny thank you for all the work you're putting in on the repeater. I surely appreciate it, and it allows all of us to enjoy the repeater and the man on the mountain. Thank you all again.
That means a lot, Patrick. Appreciate you saying that. That makes it all worth it. Really, it does.
Thank you, Patrick. WD-40H.
Go.
Man, KJFR, QK, back in the valley there. And I'm going to get a bean for that telephone pole there on the new property there. And I'm going to pop back the radio again. Just run the Cantronics.
I need your programming skills. I'm cracking into an RTR SDR going down into the guts of it. And need some help.
I get to send me the link if I don't get up.
I'm always having it inside. You gotta get through USB, live USB. You ever been through it?
No, I have not.
Alright, well, that's where I am now. I'm traversing the API to a live USB, and that's a time consuming. But anyway, it'll be worth it in the end.
Okay, fine business. All right, I'm going to let y'all go. I'm going to stay out here, Stuart, staring at the fence, for the fence at me. I'll see if that crazy kid just walks. YKK will be there.
Good one, David. That'd be 4DJ. That'd be coming down the mountain.
Damage, then we'll be back in business.
Well, hopefully little bit of solder and take care of it. So I'm in here on my base unit now, and it got a much better signal on it. I'm receiving it 40 over where it has been just a 10 over.
Okay, well, it'll be interesting to hear what Keith says down in Seneca.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised he's not on here.
He's about the farthest out from anybody we got. He's like two times farther than the other person. That's far. Actually, he's more than two times. He's more like three times. I actually pulled it up and measured it on Google Maps. He's like three times further away than any of the regulars on this repeater.
I'm probably one of the closer ones, but I have a big obstacle in the way.
Yeah, you're bouncing your signal off of a wall, a mountain on the other side.
I don't know what's going on with it. All I know is I'm making it in and it's solid, so I'm just going to leave it there for now.
Well, you can't go through the dirt, and you're not bouncing it off the ionosphere. VHF is a cloud burner. It goes right through the ionosphere. So the only other thing is you're bouncing it off of a mountain. And you're down in a dish bowl, so it's got to be coming off of the other side of that dish bowl.
I guess, there's nothing over here you can see that I'm hitting. It's just got to be burning through the trees and then coming up out the granite that's underneath the ground there.
The iron in the dirt. Sounds like you're sitting in the seat next to me.
Yeah, I'm running on 10 watts. That's all I'm using right now. And so, it's like I say, it's working, so I just leave it alone.
Yeah, I was interested in, I used to be able to take this almost all the way into this review, all the way into Charlotte. And then it got to where it would only go to Gastonia. And then it got to where it would only go a little past the state line. I'm interested where it would go now.
Well, I'll be able to try it out north in the morning, so, because I'm heading up to Waynesville. So if you're around, we'll try it out.
If you're traveling where I'm traveling, because I'll be going up toward, you know, past Charlotte and all the way into Raleigh. So, I'm going to find out tomorrow morning, exactly, as long as I can find somebody to talk to, exactly how far I will go.
Well, I'll be leaving here around 7 o'clock in the morning, so I'll be home fairly early.
That's probably earlier than we'll all have all our stuff together and head out, but you never know.
Well, I know Andrew's coming too, so I think he's going to leave around the same time, so... and I think one of the other guys, Dave or Richard, said they were going to try to come. One of them, I don't remember which one.
W4DJW. Well, hopefully they have a good turnout there. That's a good ham fest. The radio I'm talking on now is about 10 years old, and it came from that ham fest.
Another good signal test will be Harry when he checks in on the net tonight.
Yeah, I don't know how he gets in. I plotted, you know, like I did yours, the plot for you. I plotted one like that for him. And there's no way for his signal to get into the repeater. It can't happen, but it does.
Yeah, it's a good signal. I mean, he ain't got no trouble getting in.
And he does it with 5 watts. Well, I just finished my descent down the mountain. Now I'm back in the flatlands, headed home.
Well, at least they paved that road up through there.
down more than that.
Okay, well, that's what I'm going to try right now. I'll be right back, KA3JCA.
Okay, 74DJW.
84SOR, comment.
Go ahead.
Whatever you done, it sounds a whole lot better. This is Robert down here in Joanna and Ingles parking lot. I've not gone mobile yet, but I noticed it. Man, it's sounding good.
Over. Hey, Robert, we're on the backup repeater and an amplifier that was not in line is now in line.
Okie dokie. Well, that's cool. Because I'm just on this little chunker QIT with a even less desirable tram antenna. So it's sounding great, man, down here in Wild Kingdom / Clinton. So kudos to you. I'm looking forward to the net tonight. I'll be clearing 73s, KD4SR, Robert, out of here.
That's good, Robert. Appreciate the feedback, too. That's good information. The net will tell. Appreciate it. You back, Richard?
KA3JC, yep, and that's should be 10 watts right there.
Yeah, that's no different either. The output power of the repeater really doesn't change that. It's the amp that's in line has a preamp that's a little more sensitive than the preamp that's on the repeater. It's the reason that you can do less power.
Yeah, I figured that out. Yeah, because I know before, whatever y'all had it hooked up before, whatever it was, I used to be able to hit that repeater from my handheld inside my house with one of the little high gain antennas on the handy talky. But what I couldn't do it this year, I'm like, oh man, so I had my daughter order some parts for me, and we kind of drilled a hole through the window frame and put a barrel connector and connected my outside antenna. And then I got a patch cable from there to the radio sitting on my little hospital bed table. So, but yep, it's just seems to be working good. I haven't had any change in signal here over the last half hour, 45 minutes.
That's good, because we're working it. If it was going to get hot, it would be by now. If it was a coax connector or a hardline or whatever that is, LMR 600 connector, then we would know it by now.
All right, I'll leave you with Patrick there, finished there. Yep, Sally, tomorrow morning when you hit the road, if you're out there about 8 o'clock or whatever, I should be up 8:30. Because Sally and Ashley are going to go to a Comic-Con thing over in Spartanburg. So if you're going to drive to Charlotte, I can try to keep you company part of the way there. See how it sounds, sir.
again, and I'll bet that you rewound the receiver. So how'd you know this bird was paid, Patrick?
I do a stop right there. If you're right after you make the turn onto the flat back onto 11 there, and 11 and 276 come together, there's a shop called Guthrie's Body Shop right there. That's my father's shop up the road there.
So you use 276 when you're going there?
That's my Monday route, is 276 right there in Traveler's Rest, and that's the furthest I go back up. I mean, I come all the way around the mountain the long way and then go right there and then turn around and go back down.
Okay, well, that new stretch of road is nice. It'll be nice when they get it done both directions.
Yes, it will, but I'm wondering how far they want to go down back toward 11 and 276 there, which way they're going to go, how far.
I'm hoping they go all the way. That would be a much more comfortable ride.
Yes, it would. I know that road beats me to death up through there on Monday morning.
And for me, it's like dodging holes. It's like a obstacle course.
The bridge up there, where that transition to the bridge, man, that thing used to send you airborne.
That bump that they got in there, I noticed they did smooth that bump out a little bit when they paved over it on the southbound side. Northbound side is still the same, but they did cut. You know what bump I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah, I know which one you're talking about.
I have failed to recognize that it was there and going significantly over the speed limit, and probably the weight on the tires probably got down to less than 5 pounds.
Oh, yeah. I was, when I had my little Isuzu cab over, tool truck, I was going up through there, and I forgot all about it, and I was booking it up through there. I was doing a speed limit rule just a little above, but in that truck, man, I tell you, the front of that thing left the ground at least twice.
You could get hurt in a big truck like that.
Yeah, and if you like to say you didn't have to be going over the speed limit to do it in that truck. Those things just, you hit a big bump in them and you knew it.
Oh, that was nice. I'm back down on 11 now and headed back home. But that was a nice ride compared to what it usually is. I'd take it all the way at least to 11.
Yeah, I hope so too. That stretch of 276 from there down is not too bad. There's a couple of spots in it, but nothing like up through there. So hopefully it goes at least that far. Which way do you go home? Do you go back out 11 and get on 25 and go and head 290?
That's my path. 290 coming up is 290 to 25 to 11 to 276 to Caesar's Head, and then the reverse of that coming back.
There after you make the turn off of 276, it's got some spots in it you got to be careful of too.
Yeah, that's why I test out the Hayabusa. I'm going to see how fast it'll go.
You're getting a little too old for that, ain't you?
Yeah, my wife told me I got to sell it.
But that's what kept you as young as you are, right?
Tell you what, that will keep you young on that and flying airplanes.
I've never done the flying airplane thing. I was watching a YouTube video earlier this afternoon where that guy made that emergency landing up here in North Carolina on the 4-lane highway in his little Cessna, or I believe it was a Cessna, but that would have been something else.
Lately. I don't know what's going on with people and their planning and, you know, their maintenance and all that stuff, but it seems like there's a lot more of that than there used to be, W4DJW.
KO4HX is probably due to neglect
untrained technicians working on it or not fully trained.
That must be it, I guess. But it used to be you never heard of anything like that. Now you hear, I see it all the time now.
It definitely, you can tell a difference in it, because there's been an increase in news reports of plane crashes and emergency landings and all kinds of things.
I made short work of Highway 11 on 25 now, headed south.
Are you on your motorcycle now, or are you in your pickup truck?
I'm in the Maxima, the black Maxima.
You mean the black street?
It is fun to drive. I enjoy it.
Because that's a quick trip down 11 there.
Yeah, it'll make short work of a road, no matter how long it is. As long as you don't get caught, then it's a long, long, then it's a lot of work.
Yep, when you get caught doing that, it turns into a lot of work then.
Well, the last time I was caught was the 11th of September 2001. You know what day that was, right?
Yes, sir, I do. I was actually up at AB Tech taking a automotive training class. That's when I went back to college to get my certificate or my associate's degree in automotive applied science.
Well, I was at my desk, and I was writing code. And my boss said, "Oh, you get up and go into that conference room right there, turn TV on, turn news on." So we all got up and we went in there and we sat and we watched the Twin Towers come down. And then he said, "Oh, I want all of you to go home now and don't come back till we tell you to come back." And I was on my way home and the cell towers were all overloaded. You couldn't talk on, I wasn't a ham radio operator until 2004. So I had no way to communicate with anybody. I didn't know if anybody was okay or not okay or what. All the cells were overloaded. So I was coming back down 85. There weren't any cars on the road either. I was like by myself. And I was booking. I had a Pontiac Firebird at that point in time. And I got caught. He was light on me there. He should have given me a lot more than they gave me. But that was my last time getting busted. Knock on wood.
Still not holding the repeater open. But yeah, Dave, I was up there at AB Tech in Asheville, and the same thing. We were all there, and they brought the TV up, and we sat there and watched all that, watched it fall, and then they sent us all home. Same thing. So I was coming down 26 the same way, nothing. But I made it home. I wasn't. Let's see, I had a cell phone at that time, and actually it's laying over here on the shelf right now. It's an old StarTAC. I just posted a picture of a memory from it the other day, and that's what I had at the time. And like you said, you couldn't get a hold of nobody.
Yeah, nobody knew how much area it was. I mean, I had the radio turned on. I could hear that planes were now rounded, and you could look in the sky. There was no contrails, and usually going up and down 85, you can always see a contrail. There was nothing. It was a blue sky with white clouds. There was nothing. So I was kind of anxious to get home to see what, because who knew what was going on when that happened? None of us knew.
Handled.
They're watching TV while you're driving. They'll tell you what's going on. It's still like the FCC for telling us that we can't do commercials and business and music. But you know what? Probably better for us in the long run because the other social media, they're following all that. As more time goes on, the harder they are to follow.
Free. It's called Flight Radar 24.